Chapter 2. Afterward, Volander thought that for once he had really managed to act according to the rule book. He had run back into his apartment and called the fire department. Then he had returned to the stairwell, run up a floor and banged on Linnea Holmquist's door and made sure that she got out onto the street. She had at first protested, but Volander had insisted, grabbing her by the arm. When they made it out the front door, Volander discovered that he had a large cut on one knee. He had tripped over the tub when he had gone back into the apartment and had hit his knee on a corner of the table. He only discovered now that it was bleeding. Extinguishing the blaze had gone quickly, since the fire had not really had a chance to establish itself before Volander had smelled the smoke and alerted the fire department. When he approached the fire chief to find out if they had already determined the cause of the blaze, he had been turned away. Furious, he had gone to his apartment and retrieved his police badge. The fire chief's name was Farrakhan, and he was in his 60s, with a ruddy face and a sonorous voice.
"You could have told me you were police," he said.
"I live in this building. I was the one who called in the alarm." Volander told him what had happened with Hallen.
"Too many people are dying," Farrakhan said firmly.
Volander was not completely sure how to take this unexpected comment.
"So this means that the apartment was empty," Volander said. "It appears to have been started in the entryway," Farrakhan said. "I'll be damned if it wasn't arson."
Volander looked quizzically at him.
"How can you know that already?"
"You learn a thing or two as the years go by," Farrakhan said at the same time that he handed out some instructions.